You're listening to SBS News.
After being on the verge of election to the Senate twice and missing out, disability advocate Holly Hughes is now all but guaranteed election after winning the top spot on the New South Wales Liberals ticket. The longtime Liberal official says she doesn't believe her gender had much to do with her political success. But Ms Hughes says it is a sign that the tides are turning.
I've been really involved with the Liberal Party for a really long time. I've sat on the state and or federal executive for almost 14 years since getting involved. So ultimately, my journey to leading the Senate ticket had nothing to do with gender. That was never a part of my dialogue or conversation. I think it's indicative of the fact that the Liberal Party is keen to pre-select more women.
A series of resignations from high-profile women, including former Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop and Kelly O'Dwyer, has highlighted what's been dubbed as the Liberal Party's women problem. Overall, less than a third of all federal MPs in the lower house are women, and 39% in the Senate. But the inequity is most stark in the Liberal Party. Out of the Liberal Party's 106 seats in federal parliament, just 19 are held by women. In contrast, women make up nearly half of Labor's federal politicians. Now, many are calling for the Liberal Party to adopt quotas to boost the number of women being pre-selected. And while she has reservations about the word quota, senior Liberal MP Susan Lee says she is planning to put forward a motion later this year suggesting 40% female participation as a starting point.
Something stronger than a target. The problem with the word quota is its pejorative nature and the fact that people take from it what they want without necessarily thinking more broadly. We've had colleagues of mine who said, yeah, we do need to look at this and we do need to find ways of being more precise about our numbers of females participating. And there's lots of ways that you can do that. I mean, I mentioned this towards the end of last year, and I'm pleased that there's been, I wouldn't call it a groundswell of support, but I think the support is building.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has resisted calls for a quota, citing the pre-selection of about 20 women as Liberal candidates for the upcoming election. Similarly, Ms Hughes says she fears the idea of enforcing quotas can be demeaning to women.
I had almost moved towards thinking quotas were a good idea, and then when we had a withdrawal in Wentworth to make way for a female candidate, I have to say I had a rather visceral response to that, and I felt that I had won two pre-selections without a man ever making way for me. And I think as Liberal women, the very notion that we need someone to make way for us is quite distasteful.
She says she thinks more internal processes encouraging women to stick out the long and difficult road to political life would be a much better approach. As a mother in regional New South Wales, Ms Hughes says that lack of support was the biggest barrier to launching her political career.
I lived in Moree. I wasn't able to go to a cocktail party in Sydney every second night of the week. I had three children, you know, and it can be quite an expensive process. So I think we do need to support women because primarily, whether we like it or not, women do generally take on more of the caring responsibilities at home, and certainly for mums, it can be a very tricky and difficult thing to really network your way through.
Melbourne University recognised that need to support women with political ambitions and is now running a 10-week course for women considering a career in politics. It's the first of its kind in Australia and provides opportunities to network, practice making speeches, and advice on campaigning. As demand continues to outstrip places, academic coordinator Gianni Nadralingham says the university is considering expanding the program.
So there's been very consistent demand for the program across the 3 years that it's run. So each year we've received very high quality applications and from a diverse range of applicants as well. So I think what this shows is despite being very well aware of all the institutional constraints that they'll face if they take up politics as a vocation, women are still very much interested in running.
Two of the women who have completed the course are running in the federal election, Paediatrician Katie Allen won pre-selection for the Liberals in Higgins, and Shireen Morris is the Labor candidate in Deakin. And while Miss Nadra Lingham supports the notion of quotas, she too agrees that they aren't enough to achieve real change in politics.
I think there's definitely strong evidence that suggests quotas are effective, but I think quotas are a necessary but by no means sufficient condition. So the introduction of quotas alone, I don't think, is enough. There are many other changes that also need to be made alongside the introduction of quotas to change the institutional culture of political parties and politics more generally, so to make them places women can access, but also in which they can flourish.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.